This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Host Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook on our latest thread. And tonight, on this hour, I am joined with the fabulous Michelle Lavelle of School Choice for New Hampshire. And for the next segment, we are going to talk about everything school choice, because if anyone knows about school choice, it is Miss Michelle Lavelle. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Why don't you first just explain about your organization and what you do as director of School Choice for New Hampshire, and then we'll start talking about the meat of the issues.
Sure, be happy to. Well, I run an organization called School Choice for New Hampshire. We have a really fabulous group of concerned citizens, families, and other leaders in the community. It's very grassrootsy. We advocate for educational options here in New Hampshire. So we support parents being able to make those sorts of choices for their children as to whatever is best for them, not necessarily what's best for the system, but what works for each individual child and each individual family. And we believe that it's the families that know best what that may be, and that families, regardless of their background, regardless of where they live or their socioeconomic status, should have those options available to them. Right now, it's really just families of privilege, whether they're wealthy or well-connected, that seem to have those options available to them, and we're trying to make that more available to Granite State families.
And that's excellent. And everything you do actually applies everywhere across the country, correct?
I would say so. I think there are families across the country that are looking for these options that don't have them currently. And primarily it's issues for academic fit or safety. And that's a common concern and issue regardless of where you live, whether you're in New Hampshire or anywhere else.
Right, exactly. And like you said, you know, and I always find interesting, it's, you know, families who are able to afford school choice can do so. But oftentimes you see some politicians who they send their kids off to private school because they have school choice, but they're not so much for school choice. Is that what you see as well?
Oh, absolutely. In New Hampshire, that is actually rather common. It's the people who are successful with businesses or other things, and that's all great. They should have those options. Good for them. But it shouldn't be only them. I think there's a lot of families who want those options for their kids and are unable to tap into it. So that's why we work so hard, is to make those options within reach for families who want them.
Right. And not to be so complicated or difficult to simply have a choice, so that kids aren't stuck, so to speak, in their zip code. Typically what happens in a lot of, I think a lot of states is kids are stuck in their zip code wherever they live to go to their local school, and they're not given that choice to go to a different school. Is that correct?
It, They are, and it's very limiting. School's expensive. You know, we see our tax bills rise more and more and a bigger portion of it going to the schools. And unfortunately, we aren't seeing that there's a increase in the quality of the education to make sense of that extra spending. These kids are being by their zip code or economic standing to schools that are really not performing well or unsafe. I mean, if a family is happy at their local school, that's fabulous. I'm glad their needs are being met. But for the families that want an option, they're not able to get it. And that's where we come in and other organizations like us across the country. We're trying to help these families be able to access those opportunities when it's really hard for them.
And one of the things you also do is explain, you know, upcoming legislation and how parents can possibly help to push the legislation too as well, don't you?
Oh, all the time. Here in New Hampshire, our legislators, it's a lot. It's intense. In New Hampshire, our legislative session runs January to June, typically. And some years it's extremely intense. The last 2 years in New Hampshire, we've been working very hard on a new type of educational choice vehicle called Education Savings Account, ESA. They're in several other states, about six of them across the country, but they're still a fairly new type of school choice method. And we worked really hard these last 2 years, came very, very close to getting it to the governor's desk this last year. We were literally like 6 votes shy. And so that's a big part of what I do is to let families know about these things so that they can advocate for themselves, for their families, to the elected officials that are in charge of these sorts of decisions. It's about empowering families. Whether it's for their own kids' education or in the legislative process, because ultimately it is our legislature that makes those options either available or not. So people know what's going on and they can get involved.
Right. And do you find that once you explain these different options to actual parents with kids in schools, do you find that a lot of them are excited and jump on board and want to help push these options because they've wanted these kind of options for a long time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We find parents get very excited and they're so relieved that something like this might become available to them. They want it desperately to do.
All right. Michelle, we will be right back. We will continue this conversation. We could talk about school choice forever. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuba Pete.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I'm not Joe Messina. He let Tammy and I take over again. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. You can check out TheRealSide.com. We have a live stream going on Facebook, and we have a live chat room going on the website. Check us out. Chat with everybody else that's on the streams and make some comments. I have with me the fabulous Michelle Lavelle, who is Director of School Choice for New Hampshire, and we are talking everything school choice this evening. Thank you again, Michelle, for joining me tonight.
It's truly my pleasure. Thank you, Kim.
So tell me how you got involved in school choice in the first place, because obviously people always have a reason why they get involved in things. Why did you get involved in school choice?
You know, you're exactly right. It's usually something that's deeply personal that draws us into whatever our thing is that compels us, that drives us, our passion. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was still kids. I was a homeschooling mom, and at the time, roughly 2007 and 8 or so, here in New Hampshire, there were some efforts to put in place some really, really nasty homeschool regulation bills. And not only did it fail, it ultimately failed in the legislature. Turned out that the chairman of the House Education Committee tried to do a backdoor attempt to get the same regulations implemented without going through the legislative process first. She tried this whole backdoor method, and it really opened my eyes to politics. I see getting involved in politics as a defensive effort, that whether I like politics or not, it's going to want to do something to me and my family and tell me how to raise my children and how to educate them, and I wasn't going to stand for that. And that's what kind of got me started.
Right. No, and that's huge. You know, I was talking earlier on the show, you know, people have to pay attention, and this is one of the prime examples of why people have to pay attention, because it was the state legislature that was trying to implement bad legislation. So did you start out with homeschool as the school, the first, you know, sort of school choice that you fought for?
It started off in homeschooling because that's what I knew. That's what hit close to home, and my kids were still fairly young at the time. So it was a place that I felt like it really was the most directly beneficial to my family and the people that I knew. But it grew from there as I got to see more and more of the education rules, how they decisions were made, what happens up in the legislature. I got more involved in, frankly, I was disgusted with a lot of what I was hearing, what was being said about parents don't care, they don't teach their children right from wrong. The public schools are supposed to replace the role of the parents in the child's life, at least, you know, roughly 180 days that they're in school. And I was just really appalled at how they give lip service. A lot of schools and bureaucrats give lip service to the idea of parental involvement. We're good enough for baking cookies for the bake sale, and that's about it these days. And when we bring our kids to school, it's once they're at the school doors, parental involvement is really not there for the most part. So I was really appalled, and it just compelled me to get more and more involved in giving families more choice, more options, more of that voice.
Right. And you know what? Years ago, probably even when you started, homeschooling wasn't as popular, but it seems to be growing a lot over at least the past 10 years. Have you seen that, or is it just that it's getting more attention now?
No, I think it is growing. It's more of an accepted form of education. It's not just the right-wing Christian group that it started as probably in the 70s or so. That's where it grew and originated, but that's not where it is today. It's a very vibrant community across the country. Top universities are actively recruiting homeschool students. It's really a high growth area, and for lots of different reasons, but it's an educational option, and it's fabulous. It's tremendously successful. No, it doesn't mean it's the right option for every child, but that's exactly why options are so important.
Right, exactly. You know, it's interesting because you see more and more things being marketed for homeschooling parents, like maybe classes or different types of educational opportunities for those kind of parents, whereas probably 5 years ago, you would only see those if you were a homeschool parent.
Right, right. So we started our homeschool journey back in 2004 when my oldest son was in fourth grade. In fact, we were in a different state at the time, and I didn't know anybody else who was a homeschooler, so we were totally winging it and didn't have a support community or anything. We just figured it out. And wow, the resources that are available now, 14 years later, what a tremendous difference. I mean, look at the growth of the internet and online learning in general. I mean, that alone has been a huge boon to the homeschool community, and it's fabulous. There are tons of online learning options, whether it's a simple class or an online thing or just the way homeschool families connect. So, I mean, there's charter schools that are fully online. There are private schools that are fully online. That has revolutionized education across the board. And homeschooling is only one aspect of it, but it speaks to this education evolution that private schools are increasingly kind of like a dinosaur store. I mean, you don't need to go to one building for 8 hours a day, 180 days a year to receive an education anymore. There's a whole world out there to learn from, and there's no reason why a student should be trapped into a single building for their entire K-12 education.
Right. Well, even tons, if not every college, tons of colleges now have online education, and people get MBAs and bachelor's degrees completely online.
Yes, and respectable universities, you know, that have great names. And you can take, you can essentially audit like MIT and Harvard classes. You don't get their diploma, but you can sit in on these classes from top universities across the world. It's amazing the education that's available at your fingertips today.
Wow. Now, what there's a scholarship program that I know it's not only available in New Hampshire, but that you were involved with here as well. Will you talk about that a little bit? We'll probably have to bring that into the other hour, but that's super. I know personally it's an excellent program, but I'd like to hear you talk about it so other people can look at it and possibly see if it's in their area as well.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that. Let's talk about that in the next segment so other people can hear about some other choices. And we'll be back shortly and talking about more things school choice with Michelle Lavelle of School Choice for New Hampshire. We'll be back in a minute. Curfew.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe for the night. He will be back tomorrow night. He once again let Tammy and I take over. I am still talking with Michelle Lavelle of School Choice New Hampshire, and we were just about to talk about another type of school choice program that helps children in need who want school choice. So, Michelle, what are these tax scholarship programs talking about? Will you explain them and let people know the correct name, because obviously I just butchered that.
Sure. They're called tax credit scholarships. So they are fundamentally private donations made by individuals or businesses that go to scholarships for kids. They are currently available in 18 different states. So Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. It's available across the country. And Arizona has 4 different tax credit scholarship programs. Pennsylvania has 2. So there's lots of different ways that it can be organized as to who's eligible, whether it's needs-based, based on the financial status of a family, or military families, or children with special needs. So each one can be a little different for eligibility or how it's run or how much money it can be available to the child. But that's fundamentally what they are. They're private donations that help kids who need alternatives for their education. They're fabulous. It's a win-win, if you ask me. It's, it gives families and businesses some sort of tax break who are the donors, and then it helps out families. I mean, what could be more perfect, right?
Right, right. And I know we've seen in New Hampshire children who've gone through these types of programs that, you know, were just failing in the public schools that they were in for whatever reason, and then they were thriving when they were able to get this scholarship to help go into another program.
Oh, I love those stories. I absolutely love them. And that's where it's real. It's not just a check you write. These are the names and faces of real kids in our state that are, it changes lives. Let's be honest. It's not just making a difference on paper. It changes the entire trajectory of these kids' futures. I've written up some of the stories on my website, which is schoolchoicenh.org. You can look up family stories or look up tax credit scholarship to see some of the real lives that have been changed because of these sorts of programs. It's really inspirational. It's amazing. Kids who are in families that are maybe single parent led or low income, or kids struggling with from bullying. That, I hate to say it, but that is increasingly an issue in our school environments. And they're not working in their local public schools. They are able to obtain these scholarships, and their entire lives are changed for the better for it. It's powerful.
Yes, it is. And I've seen some of these kids speak and their parents speak, and it actually, you know, brings tears even to my hard, cold-hearted eyes because they, you know, they're almost relieved. You know, especially when, and what I've seen is, you know, sometimes kids are told in public schools, and it's not everyone, but sometimes they're told, hey, you know, your kid's not, they can't do this or they can't do that. But then it's just a matter of getting a different atmosphere and, oh, wait, they can do that and more.
Oh, yes.
Sadly,
absolutely.
I've seen that.
I've absolutely seen that. There's stories that I've written about of kids who have been told, you know, this is going to be the limit. You're going to be a dropout. You're going to be an in-school suspension indefinitely. You're out of luck. And, you know, the kid gets to a different environment. And it doesn't mean the public schools are bad for everybody, but for these kids, it's not working. They go into a different environment, whether it's a smaller atmosphere or a different discipline environment, or a religious school or whatever it is that the parents select, and it just changes their lives. And isn't that what matters? If we really value the future and we want to help the children, that's what makes the difference.
And that's what drives me crazy about so many, typically on the left, it's not everyone, but it drives me insane because they're so tied at the hip with unions who, let's face it, unions are for unions. They're not for the kids. That's not their job. That's not even their priority or their goal, because they're unions.
Right.
But you know, so many politicians of the left-wing variety are tied at the hip that they seem to forget about the kids and just push whatever it is the unions are pushing, as opposed to, wait a minute, let's all work towards the same goal of making and having the best education for all the kids, whether that's in the public schools or a charter school or maybe a private school. But let's work so everybody has the best education, as opposed to everybody being stuck in a one-size-fits-all box.
Right. It's a matter of where are your priorities. Is it really the kids and helping each and every one of them be as successful as they can be? Or is it about sustaining a system, a building? And those buildings can be great. They can be great centers for a community, but it doesn't make it work for every child, whether it's academic fit, bullying, or something else. And those kids should have just as much opportunity as every other kid to be successful to their best and fullest potential. And if we focus on the children, it really changes the whole dynamic of how funding happens, whether it's at the state or federal level, or even, you know, how you just make decisions at the local school board. So if we focus on children, that's the difference maker. That's it.
Right, exactly. And that seems, you know, I don't know if there was a time when that ever was the focus, to be honest with you. But in since I've been involved in politics, at least, I know the teacher's focus is usually the kids, right? So if you talk to the teachers or you work with the teachers, that's their focus. But it seems the bureaucrats and the politicians and the layers above and around are the ones making the choices, even for the teachers, And those aren't always the best choices, like we saw with Common Core.
More alternatives, and that drove a lot of families out. All the bullying that we hear about in the news, whether it's, you know, in our own home state or across the country, and there's been more and more of that in the news, or other school violence or horrible discipline policies. Families want a different environment for their kids, and I can't blame them. Who wouldn't want their child safe? Of course. So, you know, why not give those families those options? Focus on the kids.
Uh-huh. And that's something that I know you're hearing about. I know we're hearing about it a lot in New Hampshire, but it's across the country that there's a huge problem with bullying and with not dealing with problem kids who really have serious problems, like we saw in Parkland. And that came from the federal government not dealing with it.
Well, it's federal policies, it's local school boards and administrators that are afraid of the liability. If they get too involved, they're afraid that they're going to be held liable for what goes on. Like, there was a story out of Massachusetts of a child who was chronically bullied. The school knew about it. A parent had complained oodles of times. But eventually the bully pushed the other student down a flight of stairs, and the child was paralyzed.
Oh.
So the court found that the school and the school board was not liable because they were not the one who actually shoved the child. So, I mean, that just tells me that there's too many school boards, too many administrators are not really helping these kids with an effective discipline program that reduces the bullying, effectively resolves it, because they're afraid of the legal liability. There have been cases in Florida with this. So it's not just one state that has a problem. This is across the country. And again, it's not putting the child first. It's the legal cover your fanny instead. And that's really gets it.
You know, I was talking to, I forget who it was recently, a teacher, someone who works in the school system, and they were saying that, and I haven't verified this, but they were saying that, you know, the police were coming in and saying, don't fight back if someone bullies you. But we'll continue this discussion on the other half and talk some more about school choice. We will be back in a minute after the break, or a couple minutes after the break. We'll be back talking with Michelle Lavelle. I'm Kimberly Marin, in for the Joe Messina on the Real Side, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi,
and
Dr.
let's
Bill
hope
Dugan,
that I
MD,
talk
AM,
long enough so I fill the break. Because I don't see the clock.
And a consultant.
Okay.
You did perfect.
An advanced protocol.
Perfect.
Wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate.
Barkaram is in your office, Michelle. That's funny. Michelle has two dogs with pets.
You get free.
They're known as Barkarama.
That's funny.
Medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out at therealside.com. And Joe also has Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. You can be listening to us while you're driving. Well, I hope you actually aren't, because sometimes I go on a little bit of a rant. Anyway, I am joined here again with by Michelle Lavelle, the director of School Choice for New Hampshire, who is absolutely the expert on school choice and knows anything and everything there is about school choice. I leave all education matters in her hands. So, Michelle, we were talking a little bit in the last segment about bullying and how the federal government has really kind of put mandates in on schools and making them afraid. Is there, do you know, and I don't know for either, because I'm just hearing more and more stories that are breaking my heart, even though I don't have little kids in school. Is there any recourse parents have to try to fight against this, or is basically their only recourse to find alternative options at this point?
It depends. I know that's a crazy, I know I hate that kind of answer too, but it depends. Some states actually have tax credit scholarship programs available to families that have had these bullying circumstances. And I just found this out actually in the last 2 days. There is actually a component of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, otherwise called ESSA, that is called the Unsafe School Choice Option, which I'm going to read this from a Heartland article that says the federal Every Student Succeeds Act permits students to transfer to another public school under ESSA's Unsafe School Choice Option provision, but only if their current public school meets the state definition of a, quote, persistently dangerous school. And because states all have a different way of defining that, fewer than 50 public schools out of almost 100,000 are labeled with that persistently dangerous label every year. So, so there's a thing called the Unsafe Student Choice Option as part of the federal ESSA law that should allow children to get out of unsafe public schools and be transferred. But a lot of states have that so narrowly defined as to make it really unacceptable. So that's where in our own state, we can work with our departments or the legislature to get that definition appropriately defined so that children do not have to be in an unsafe environment they receive an education.
Now, in that case, does the school district then have to pay for the tuition at a different school?
I don't know enough about it. It probably depends on each state. Ways of how they implement that. I know there are provisions here in New Hampshire called manifest educational hardship where the money would follow the child to an alternative school, which can be a different public school. And that's, you know, just an out of district placement. Currently in New Hampshire, that is typically used for children with special needs to be put into a different public school or a private school to have their needs met. And in that case, the money does follow the child. But that is really, really hard for other families to access that, even though the state would allow it. That comes down to a local school board decision. So, you know, I'm sure there are similar provisions in other state statutes that have similar qualities like that, but, you know, so check it out. If your kid is suffering from a chronic bullying environment, find out what your state has for these sorts of relief mechanisms, and then, you know, go see your school board. I just talked to a woman last night who is dealing with a different type of situation that needs to utilize the manifest educational hardship. But it's really hard to tap into it. Schools are very reluctant to release the children. They essentially see kids with little $1,000 over their heads, and they feel like they're entitled to the child because it comes with the money. And focus on the child. That money shouldn't matter if we really put kids first.
Right. No, exactly. And that seems to be a huge... Anytime someone mentions school choice, they instantly think that you hate public schools and you want to destroy public schools and you want all kids to go to religious Christian schools, when that's simply not the case. It's just what's best for the child. And like you said, some kids thrive and absolutely do fantastic at public schools, but it's just not for every kid.
No, it depends. And here in New Hampshire, our public schools are considered in the top 5 states in the country. So in New Hampshire, the attitude is, well, all of our schools are fabulous. And they're not too far wrong. But that still doesn't make it right for each and every child. And I guess that's where I've got an issue with it.
Right. And, you know, people seem to want to... politicians typically, or certain people who are anti-school choice, like to group all kids together and just assume that all kids just need this certain education and shouldn't be able to escape if they need that change. Public schools have the majority of kids. What's losing a few kids who will be better off at a different school? I never get that. I never understand that.
Well, it's because I think these folks are protecting a system and not really focusing on the child. You know, and they'll throw out these big, scary tactics. Oh, no, our school could lose X hundred thousands of dollars if this is implemented. They use these catastrophic figures that really are not based in reality. And I'll tell you something I really learned through our ESA legislative effort the last 2 years is that when they go through that process of figuring out what's it going to cost, how are they going to fund it, it really depends on the assumptions that go into that, into the legislative process, whether they have a separate budget. But you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out, right? So
of course.
It surprises you that when they make ridiculous assumptions, you're going to have ridiculous financial scenarios that follow it. So that's
right.
That was something very eye-opening, how that whole process could be so manipulated and distorted when people truly want it to fail and make it look bad. It really depends on who's running those spreadsheets.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Now, you mentioned ESAs. Can you simplify and explain? We only have about 5 minutes left, but can you simplify, just because people might have heard the term ESA but don't exactly know what it is. Can you simplify it just quickly?
Sure.
I know it's complicated,
so,
but
it's okay. ESAs are education savings accounts, and they're still pretty new. They're only active in about 6 states, and some of those states that have them don't have them up and running yet. So it really is the first year of school choice throughout the country. They are essentially funds that a child can receive to a designated account that can be used for educational purposes. And that's where it can differ from state to state, back to how a child can become eligible. It's like the tax credit scholarship. Some can be specifically for children with special needs. Some can be for military families only. Or children who are living in, essentially, in poverty under that 300% of the poverty limit or some other threshold. But it can be usually used for a variety of educational purposes, like online classes or tutoring or assessments or special needs services or dual enrollment or even homeschool sometimes. Some states allow allow homeschool, not just private school tuition. The nuances can be different from state to state, program to program, but the difference is ESAs can be either privately funded, much like tax credit scholarships, or they can be part of the state funding that follows the child to the educational alternative. And so that's where it gets different.
Yeah, and, you know, that makes sense. That's another thing most people don't understand is, wait a minute, I'm paying all this money in property taxes. Why can't the money that's being paid by me for my children to be in school, why can't that tax money follow my child where I want them to go to school?
Right.
And you hear the arguments all the time. Oh, but, you know, lions and tigers and funding. Oh, my. It's always a show. You know, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the sky is going to fall if we take some funding and actually move it to where the kid is. They don't ever talk about, well, that's one less child we have to educate in this public school. So,
right. And what's fascinating is that typically only 2% of eligible children even choose to utilize the ESA option. So it's, or any school choice option. So most still choose that public school because it's meeting the child's needs. And that's fabulous.
Right.
That's what this is about in the first place. But if even that 2% want to have a different option for their child, they should be able to have it available to them. And typically the scholarship is privately funded, and ESAs may be privately or government funded. But it's usually a fraction of the dollar that follows that child. But even that small amount can make a lifetime of difference for that child.
I agree. Michelle, tell people where they can find you and all the amazing information that you have on your website.
Thank you. It's schoolchoice.org.
And I put schoolchoiceforNewHampshire.org in the Facebook page. It's pinned onto the show so that people can check it out. You know, Michelle has great information on school.